Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Extension, McPherson County. Today we will talk about some fall planning tips and list all of our upcoming Extension events, like the Teach and Taste class, September 10th. But first, for today's Did You Know, a small local fair quickly grew to be the largest in the state, featuring a wide variety of exhibits. The first official Kansas State Fair was held in September 1913. Now the fair has grown to more than 300,000 visitors each year. 4-H members from across the state are exhibiting this year's 4-H projects all over the fairgrounds at the different buildings. From livestock to crafts to cooking to clothing, one can spend a whole day visiting the fair and still not be able to see all that it has to offer. This year, be sure to find the amazing butter sculpture and the state's biggest pumpkin, always my state fair favorite. In my garden and lawn news, fall is a great time to plant perennials. K-State Extension says that while fall is a great time to plant perennials, selecting the right plant for the Kansas landscape is important. KSE says that for fall planting, it's best to wait until the weather is cool, but far enough in advance for the roots to establish before the ground freezes. Here is a list of plants that can tolerate drought once established. Perennials, ester, monada, butterfly weeds, dianthus, garden flux, black-eyed Susans. For herbs, artemisia, basil, lavender, lemon balm, oregano, sage, and thyme. For oriental grasses, big blue stem, blue fescue, fountain grass, switchgrass, and porcupine grass. And in our shrubs, lilac, forsythia, rose of Sharon, viburnum, ninebark, mock orange, junipers, and Japanese flowering quince. Though these plants will be tolerant to drought once established, all will need supplemental water initially, especially if we have some dry spells later in the fall and winter. In my farming news, all volunteer wheat within the area should be completely dead prior to the start of the regional free wheat window that, for us, is the end of August to September 25th. This will help to control the wheat curl mite. Planting wheat in the optimum planting time also helps the control of these mites that carry the wheat streak mosaic virus. The most important reason to control volunteer wheat is the control of the wheat streak mosaic virus and the three viruses it consists of that can be carried by the mites. Unfortunately, there is no cure for wheat streak mosaic virus, so prevention is key. Please be a good neighbor and destroy all volunteer wheat, which might be hard this year with the wet ground, at least 2 weeks before the wheat planting time. In our extension calendar, K-State Extension, McPherson County, is pleased to offer the first of many month-long exploration courses. These courses are open to all youth within our community, ages 6 and up. Coming in October will be our wildlife event, starting off with a visit to the Maxwell Game Preserve, and then 3 nightly meetings involving a short lesson and activities. Registration is due by October 1st, with a cost of $10 per child. Along with that, our next Teach and Taste is set for this Wednesday, September 10th, starting at 6:30 p.m., right here at the McPherson County Extension Office at 600 West Woodside here in McPherson. Come learn how to make empanadas. This class is always free and hands-on. And for our farmers market shoppers here in McPherson, you have one more month to stop by and check out the McPherson County Farmers Market. That is open every Saturday from 8 till noon, right here at the McPherson County 4-H Fairgrounds here in McPherson. Come check out all the vendors at this year's market that will have local produce, baked goods, honey, pecans, handcrafted blankets, and so much more. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension Office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions.